Pope Francis on Tuesday appointed Monsignor Michael Olson as the new bishop of Fort Worth, Texas. Monsignor Olson is a priest of the same diocese, which is in a city that prides itself as being the gateway to the West. To find out more about the new bishop, I spoke to him by telephone.
I was born and raised in Des Plaines, Illinois, and I attended the high school prep seminary, which was Quigley Seminary North at that time, and had my vocation to the diocesan priesthood formed and confirmed there. And in 1985, the year after I had matriculated to the college seminary in Chicago, my parents were relocated to Dallas-Fort Worth by a corporate move with General Telephone Electronics. At that point in my life, I discerned to remain in Chicago. Subsequent to that, then I was... I went to Catholic University of America as a Baselin scholar and sort of discovered and discerned gradually that I was called really to the Diocese of Fort Worth because at that time of the very great need for priests in the diocese. And they had gone several years without an ordination, and they had only seven seminarians, and at that time the diocese was beginning to grow with a number of Catholics, like my parents, from the north and northeastern part of the United States, as well as a growing Mexican-American population and Hispanics from other parts of Central and South America. And I felt a call to go where the need at that time seemed a little more urgent and even greater. And so with Cardinal Bernardin's permission and with Bishop Delaney's hospitality and welcome, I transferred as a seminarian to the Diocese of Fort Worth in September of 1988. And that's part of how I got there, and then spent from my major seminary experience or theology, I was sent to study at St. Mary's Seminary in Houston to really get to know the church in Texas and to get to know other Texans and in some sense to become a Texan, so which I'm very grateful to be.
In the United States, I can't imagine two more different ways of being Catholic than Chicago and 1988 Fort Worth. Was it much of a culture shock for you how things were different when you got there?
Oh, yes, it was in many ways. And in some ways, not so much. I think there's I think something in common. I mean, both Chicago and Texas are very relational places. You know, I mean, you are, you know, in Chicago, you identify where you're from, not so much even by a neighborhood, but by a parish, all right? Well, you know, and you're a Chicagoan first, and then an Illinoisan second, and an American as well. But you're a Chicagoan, and Texas is very similar. You're a Texan first, of course, by God's grace, and then also part of the United States, and then so, and it's very, very relational, even within the state. I mean, as you know, there's different cultures within the state. I mean, differences between Dallas and Fort Worth, and between Houston and San Antonio. And yet, I think there's a strong sense of commitment to making the community a better place, even with its strong sense of individualism. So, I think that was something I found very much in common, and something that helped me with the transition. Even though at the time, too, I'd say there's the formal culture here in Texas. At the time, the dominant culture especially was very much part of the Bible Belt, and that would have been the biggest change for me and an adjustment coming from Chicago. I said in the last number of years, there's a growing Catholic ethos in the state of Texas in the sense of the greater influence of Hispanics, especially from Mexico, though not exclusively, and that sort of dynamic then of now second and third generation folks who are staying here, even though they have some identification back with Mexico, but they're thoroughly bilingual. And then also just the number of people like myself who may have been born and spent early years of life in the north and northeast and now have really kind of made Texas their home and, you know, identify very strongly here and with a sense of the common good, hopefully, more and more, and sensitive to those types of issues that are really part of a Catholic ethos, I believe.
As I said, you are familiar with the diocese, being a priest of the diocese. Fort Worth is a fairly large city, but a large part of your diocese is very rural, not very many people to begin with, and then amongst those people, a small percentage that are Catholics. How does this present a challenge to you as you come into your new position?
Well, I think the challenge is really that the Diocese of Fort Worth, you know, as you said, involves 28 counties in North Texas, which really geographically is the size of the Republic of Ireland, you know, and so, I mean, to get a sense of that size, you know, the challenge is not to, in a sense, ignore voices that are, in a sense, smaller, but are absolutely necessary and essential in the administration of the diocese and in assessing what are the pastoral needs for the diocese and the whole church. That's, you know, I think that's a big challenge. I think the challenge also for me is, as well as for my brother priest and as well as for the faithful, is that we can't let familiarity be a cause for presumption. In other words, that we're really getting to know each other in a new way afforded us by God's providence, and we can't kind of operate under, if you will, in this sort of sense, as it was in the beginning, is now, never shall be. In a sense, we're getting to know each other in a new way and with new ministries and responsibilities, and we cannot take each other for granted as if we already know each other thoroughly and completely. And so I think that's a challenge, but with every challenge, it's an invitation from the Lord to grow, you know, and to a call, deeper call to conversion in light of the gospel.
You mentioned this new role, being a priest of the Diocese of Fort Worth. How does this affect things? You know all the priests, you know all the staff. How does this affect you taking up your new position, being a priest of the diocese?
Well, I want to, you know, in some ways, you know, we are known entities to each other. We're known people in that. In other ways, though, that's precisely what I don't want to presume, that I know things, because I really have been outside of administration in the diocese since 2008. So that's a lot has happened in that time, in 5.5 years, as I've been over here in on the Dallas side of the airport, as we say, as the rector at the Holy Trinity. So I really kind of want to get to know things. I'd like to kind of assess the current state of the diocese with some other outside objective eyes, you know, and maybe kind of glean a little bit about where do we go from here and what's the next step forward. As I said to the people and to the priests, you know, on the day of my announcement of my appointment, the most important thing we can do is pray and use this as an opportunity for discernment and not just simply deciding what's the next right, reasonable thing to do, but rather really what is the Lord asking us to do, you know, in the sense of a distinction between doing something for the Lord or doing the Lord's work, you know, and is kind of a very nice distinction, which being called really to do the Lord's work and not just something independent for Him. I think also, I don't have a plan, but I do have a vision and a horizon that I see the vision in which I mentioned. And I see the number one call and the biggest part of our vision is the new evangelization. And then I would say that concretely taking place in three areas, and that's first and foremost formation and discipleship by catechesis and, you know, helping to foster people to live their sacramental life in their daily lives. Secondly, I'd say most especially ministry to the poor and to those who fall in the margins of society, the unborn, the immigrants, those who are elderly, the terminally ill, the people that otherwise would be forgotten but are so necessary and important to the common good. That's essential to the life of the church, as the Holy Father has pointed out, that we, you know, we cannot turn inward. We have to go outward with the gospel. And as Luke says, woe to me if I do not preach it. And then third thing is, of course, vocations, and a vocation's anchored in discipleship and discernment and not in a staid clericalism, you know, and turned inward, or a careerism. And likewise, also, I think my responsibility as a shepherd is to promote religious vocations among religious women, and to work with the sisters and the congregations of sisters in our diocese to help them to renew their life in an authentic spirit called for by the Second Vatican Council and throughout the last 50 years. So I see that sort of as some of the challenges and really the mission that the Holy Father's entrusted to us all.